Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. Better than just about anything else lying around on your iPod, especially those James Blunt tracks. What were you thinking? Coming up on this week's beautiful show, it's time to exercise your democratic right and vote in the T3 Awards. Take that, Zimbabwe. We'll be top 10ing the gear from the new... Dinner. Movie. A new orange iPhone 3G, and we don't mean an addition to the black and white models. Plus, break out the Barbie. It's summer. That's Barbie as in barbecue, not Ken and Barbie, just in case there's any confusion there. All that she wants, as Ace of Base said, and more. And beside me, as ever, is T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Still with us?
Hello. Yeah, I'm completely bewildered by that torrent of pop culture references.
I like to abuse the ears before we get going.
That was. I feel very abused. Dirty, even. Might well, have to go and have a shower.
Excellent. Now, Duncan, we know we can't have a podcast without you throwing a hissy fit. So we like to get it over with early. Is there anything you'd like to toss from the virtual pram this week?
It's hardly a hissy fit, Dan, to be fair. Although, actually, no, I'm in a rage this week. This, again, might be something I've mentioned before, but then I've only got three things I'm interested in, so I just come back to them again and again.
Okay, is it top-up TV?
No, Wii, nothing to do with top-up TV or message boards.
Or horrific injuries?
No injuries this week, so
right,
far. Touch
good.
Wood.
Okay.
No, it's the other thing that always gets me hot under the collar is anything to do with downloading illegally. Ooh. And the attitude of the government and record companies towards it. Which is, I don't know. Basically, I don't know if you've heard, it was in the news last week and through this week, early this week. The government is now literally, or somebody connected to the government, is now sending out letters to the parents of children who have been illegally downloading, or who they think have been illegally downloading. What gets me annoyed about this is, firstly, the kind of intrusion of privacy aspect of it. Like, because I mean, there's probably a wider argument to be had about whether illegal downloading is bad for music, the music company's profits or not, and also whether if it is bad for the music company's profits or not, whether that's a bad thing or not. I mean, they've got a right to make money; that's fine. But you know, if Amy Winehouse had less money, she'd have less money to spend
on things that she likes to do.
Exactly.
I like about this is it's an agreement between the big music people of this world.
Yeah. And Fergal Sharkey, former lead singer of the Undertones, he's now a big A&R man.
There we go.
The man who sung "Teenage Kicks." Basically, not allowing teenagers to have their kick.
Well, the irony.
That's a better joke than I was.
That's what I'm paid for. What I like about this is it's an agreement between the music industry and the internet service providers. But the agreement goes as far as they will send out these letters.
But that's bad enough because then obviously no. That's
so
it for
you
now,
get a letter and you wave
the fret.
You wave two
is...
fingers at it because what the music industry wanted was that the ISPs would then cut off these criminals, but they've said they won't.
But I think you'll find this will be like a halfway house. There'll be a few letters sent out, as you say. The youth of today, as Musical Youth once said, the youth of today dem have some heavy manners, and I think they'll be using those heavy manners to say, you know, go away, granddad.
Okay.
It is the young people say these days. And
well,
then,
this debate could run and run.
I think we'll come back to this next week because I'm just building up a head of steam on this one.
Good. Okay. We'll come back for part two next week. Excellent. Okay. It's award time, Duncan. I know how much you like to get these sequins out and don your high heels.
Yeah.
Which name will you be wearing down the red carpet this year?
Just an off-the-shoulder number. Oh, of some description, I imagine. Like Fred Flintstone.
More importantly than what you'll be wearing, we have the shortlist for the T3 Awards.
Yes, hot off the presses. So hot off the presses that I had to practically prize it out of somebody's hand because it's a very involved process, forming a shortlist for something.
Yeah, and it's not that short a list, actually.
No, it's a bloody long list.
I cast my eyes down 2.5 pages of A4 size 12.
But the original list was about the length of, the yellow pages.
Okay, yeah, so. It has been shortened. Well, we've got the T3 editor, Mike Brook, doing his little intro on the website here. Listen out for the person getting shot at the beginning.
Welcome to the 2008 Garmin T3 Awards. We're down to the shortlist stage now, and to celebrate, we've built an enormous ice sculpture. The awards categories have now been pared down to 5 nominees, so it's up to you to decide who wins the awards.
That's what the T3 guys do when they, you know, just want to go crazy. They
I think it's
commission
always good
a nice sculpture.
If you've got an important announcement, and then, yeah, to make the announcement in what appears to be an empty swimming pool.
with a great big banger, they could have edited that off.
Well, it was in East London. I mean...
Yeah. But
if you edited out all the gunshots.
And more to the point, the enormous ice sculpture, you can't appreciate from just hearing the video.
No, go look at it on the website.
It's not that massive. It's about the size of a normal ice sculpture. You know, they're usually kind of large.
It's about the size of a normal ice sculpture.
Yeah, you know.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, you know, you go to a wedding these days, you can't move for ice sculptures, but, you know, it's on a par with that.
I thought it was a nice ice sculpture. Well, the good thing about Mike is that he's quite short. So the fact that he's standing next to the ice sculpture actually probably makes it appear bigger than it is.
Excellent.
But it wasn't tiny.
Okay, so who's in and who's out on the T3 Awards?
Well, that's a good question, Dan, because you've got the list and I haven't. But
Sorry about that.
I don't know. You mean on the Gadget of the Year? I think presumably
Gadget of the Year. I suppose is the big one.
It is the big one, which is why it's on page three.
I think it's on page one, actually.
Where is it?
I'll tell you what, Dan,
why don't you read it out?
Tell you what, I'll read it out. iPod Touch is in there. Apple MacBook Air.
Okay.
This is fairly
Anything
dominated.
Anything not made by Apple?
Apple iPhone.
Okay, that's made by Apple.
Hold on. Asus EPC.
Okay.
TomTom Go 930 and Xbox 360 Elite. Bit of an outsider, probably, that one. Is it?
That's one for the mums and dads,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Has there been anything better than those things this year? I'd argue perhaps not.
You're right. They are probably the top ones. Of those, I'm guessing the EPC, just because it's kicked off such a massive
The EPC
sort of
is genuinely...
genre.
Yeah, that's almost like the story of the year so far.
And then, of course, Apple iPhone, you really can't write off, can you?
No, well, the iPhone was always going to be in there, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's an interesting thing, because people often say, well, you cover a lot of Apple stuff, why are you always going on about Apple? You know, are you having sex with Apple or being given backhanders by Apple? But unfortunately, when there's one company that keeps on bringing out
rather nice,
products,
sexy stuff,
yeah, whilst everybody else tries to catch up or puts out things that aren't as good. It's like, you know, the HTC Touch or something like that. It's just complete rubbish compared to the iPhone.
It's not the same, is it?
People give it the time of day because it's not Apple, but at the end of the day, looked at in the cold light of day in a sober kind of way, it's
although I have to say, catching up on the outside is Dell, who've just brought out their studio hybrid PCs, which do look quite cool.
Yeah.
And they don't look like anything Apple would have done, which makes them doubly good.
That's where the element of truth of us going on about Apple all the time comes in, because Dell have always made very good products that have been about as sexy as, you know, some bread. And now they are starting to make much nicer looking things.
There we go.
Maybe they've left it a bit too late.
Next year. One for next year. But there's also, as well as Gadget of the Year, there's also Gadget You Can't Live Without.
Yes, radically different from Gadget of the Year.
I suppose more defined as, you would need this. And there are a few on here that I probably couldn't live without. Sky Plus is definitely one.
Well, I suppose actually that's because Sky Plus isn't new.
Yeah, you've got TomTom Go 930 on here. Sat-nav in general, I couldn't live without. I could probably do without the TomTom Go 930, but I would need a replacement if someone took it. Nintendo Wii, I know you can't live without.
That's a bit of a strange one, because the idea of not being able to live without Nintendo Wii is...
You mean it's just so hard to imagine that you couldn't possibly conceive...
Well, it's not vital to human existence. Even I would concede.
I think actually the definition of a gadget you can't live without is probably...
It's a nebulous thing.
Yes. We're not talking oxygen, sustenance,
I actually work on the magazine, so I should actually know exactly what all the criteria are, but I think piecing together in my brain from what you've just said, I think gadget you can't live without is gadgets that haven't been released in the last year but are essential.
Okay.
Whereas gadget of the year is gadgets that have been released in the last year... but are essential.
That makes perfect sense. Now, of course, it's all just idle talk, us nattering about it, because this is a democratic exercise.
It is, yes, as you said, in your face, Zimbabwe. This is how we roll.
Yeah,
in T3 land. Yeah, so the readers can vote. People who don't read can vote, because it's on the internet, and you just log on, click many, many times.
So, well, you can go straight to it, actually. t3.com/awards.
Yep.
There you go. In fact, you've even got a choice, because you can go to awards.t3.com.
Yes.
Both the same.
I mean, you get to like a mini site, and it's quite a nice looking site, actually. And you just go through category by category, click on the one you like,
Excellent. Okay. Well, get your ass on there, t3.com/awards, and vote. Now, it can't have escaped your notice that Gotham City has once again opened its gates. The latest Batman installment, The Dark Knight, opens in cinemas. Lots of people talking about posthumous Oscars for Heath Ledger. But naturally, we're more interested in the gear. And t3.com's been coming up with its picks. Have you seen this yet, Duncan?
Batman the film, yeah, or Batman the gear on t3.com?
The film.
No, I haven't, because I hated the first one. Hated is too strong a phrase, but everybody said that it was amazing, and I went and saw it, and it wasn't
and
amazing.
It was pants. Lots of people enthusing about this. We'll hear.
I think that's the Princess Diana syndrome, though, slightly, isn't it?
Okay. Right, well, let's...
I don't want to seem cynical.
No. Or insult the estate of Heath Ledger, but there we go. let's have a little listen.
Where do we begin?
A year ago, these cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross any of you. I mean, what happened?
So what are you proposing?
It's simple. Kill the Batman.
Will you be wanting the bat putzer?
In the middle of the day, Alfred? Not very subtle.
The Lamborghini, then.
Much more subtle.
Now, I won't ruin the ending for you, but I will just say the baddie dies.
Yes.
Moving on.
Do you get to find out where it is that Michael Caine's meant to be from?
Yes, I was going to say Michael Caine there at the end, sounding exactly like Michael Caine.
This posh Cockney Brooklyn. Well, basically, yeah, Michael Caine. Yeah.
And also a blast of the Lamborghini Murcielago, is it? Murcielago? It's kind of spelt Murcielago, but I'm guessing my best Italian, it's Murcielago.
LP
640
so.
Coupe.
And that's some kind of car, I guess.
That's the
daytime Batmobile now, then.
It's his kind of, you know, just going to the shops kind of car.
Run around for the school run.
Exactly. Incognito, so to speak. Now, normally we would be discussing the Batmobile at this point, but it's more a case of Batmobile.
Batmobile, yes.
See what I did there?
Yes.
This, of course, is the appearance of the Nokia Tube. And as yet unreleased Nokia.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is going to put the...
Does he do anything Batman-like with it?
Well, it isn't actually Batman who does anything with it. It's spotted in his sort of business partner's hands.
Okay.
So it's not even got a major starring role, but this either it's some incredible sort of product placement, or it's just that they've mocked up something that looks a bit like what the Nokia Tube's going to look like. Because Nokia is saying it isn't the Nokia Tube.
Oh. I was going to say, my money would be on incredible product placement.
Yeah, my money is on that. Even
and also,
even
mobile phones play a big part in Batman, The Dark Knight, sorry. And I know that because all the reviews have mentioned it, basically giving away the ending.
This is the 3D Sona triangulator you're speaking of.
Yeah, I think that was the expression used. Yeah, that's where you can find anybody at any given time.
It's kind of a bit
which is kind of based in truth.
Basically, Batman can tap into all the mobile phones and listen out for when I don't know the Joker.
I'm not sure you can do that. I thought it was more to do with findings because triangulation does work, and that's how GPS works, isn't it?
So there we go. Yeah, it does work by triangulation in some degree. The Nokia Tube, this has given it a lot of publicity. So even if it isn't product placement, they've got it for free. But yeah. This is Nokia's answer to the iPhone.
Yeah, and it's long awaited.
Long awaited.
I don't know, because this has come up before in the podcast as well, because it is an odd thing for Nokia to do in a way, because what Nokia is known for, obviously, is very, very good phones that look... that's the sexiest bread analogy. You know, they're kind of workmanlike.
Yes, they just...
So I don't know whether it's a thing of, like, it's ready to go, but they're like, oh, do we really want to put out
something
that's...
The actual casing of the Nokia Tube doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
The menus that I've seen so far look like normal Nokia menus, which is to say, terrible.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's totally the way that Nokia would go, because they don't... I don't know. They would take
Apple.
A "it's not broke, so don't fix it" attitude. Yeah, exactly. Mm. They're not a kind of sexy company. Mm. Well, I'm sure they're very sexy. They're Scandinavian. Scandinavians are sexy people, but they're like, you know, their products are basically they work and they're fine. Mm. Don't look amazing. Mm. So the Tube is like a big. So maybe they're like, you know.
Okay. Okay. Well, I still am yet to see the film, so and I've only seen stills of the...
Oh, you haven't seen it either?
No, no. I
That's why this has been such a stilted discussion.
There we go. But
I was hoping you'd have seen it.
No, well, I've seen lots about it, and I'm going to go and point and yell when the Nokia tube comes on the screen.
Okay. What should we talk about that we don't know about next?
Yes. Well...
Particle physics.
I was thinking we'd perhaps move on to the orange iPhone.
Okay.
That's is in Orange
Yeah,
the
I feel
network.
Like I'm on safer ground there.
Yeah, this is Orange the Network. Might all be over for O2's exclusivity deal.
Yes,
as
well...
As early as October.
To be fair, I don't know if the rumours are true about, you know, because the exclusivity deal was based on O2 providing a certain degree of service.
Mm.
And I can imagine they might have failed to deliver that degree of service because of what...
There have been a few cock-ups.
The Impolite might describe as a meltdown on its launch.
And also less than impressive sales the first time around.
Well, everybody says that, but I always think, well, actually the sales were pretty good, to be honest, for something that was being sold.
Well,
for...
it's, the rumours have come from two sources.
Okay.
So the first is the, as before this, unheard of e-tailer, Omio.
Mm-hmm. One of my favourite unheard of
e-tailers. So this could just
be
a bit of publicity seeking, of course, saying that a very credible source has told it the iPhone will be on Orange by October.
Okay.
The other, I'm not sure which is more credible here, is a spokesman for Mobile One, which is billed as Singapore's smallest network, saying it will become available in all markets with all operators, which isn't quite the same as Steve Jobs saying that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a start.
Why don't we just come up with our own rumour now?
We could, couldn't we, really?
Well, to be honest, more people probably have heard of this podcast and T3 in general than have heard of either of the two people you've just mentioned. So why don't we just say, Apple's headquarters is going to be moving to my house next week.
Let's do it.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
Possibly last as well. I don't know. I mean,
so
unless
is there any truth in this? Or
I
this
doubt it. Unless Orange have absolutely made Apple an offer they can't refuse. Like, you can, we'll sell the iPhone and you can keep all of the money, including our revenues. And then, I don't know, I'd be interested to know what tariff they put it on, because what I hate about Orange is that the fact that their tariffs aren't called, you know, 30 plus or whatever, they're called, like, raccoon, donkey.
What is that about?
Like, hound dog. And then their adverts say, we know that everybody is different. So that's why we put them into four categories. Because people aren't that different. We know everybody's different, but not that different,
horribly.
Really. Yeah, but so I hope it doesn't go to Orange.
Does the rumour even make sense?
Yeah, the rumour has, like any rumour that you don't immediately write off, you can see how it's come about, but I'd be very surprised if it were to happen.
Okay, there we go.
Should I get the whole hog and say it won't happen?
Go for it.
What the hell? Nobody's going to remember. you can email me.
I will play it back
if you
to
remember
you.
In a few months. Oh,
so
yeah, you will. Yeah,
in October.
Yeah. No,
we'll
it's not going to happen.
And find out. Right.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Next.
Final verdict. Okay.
Lord Lucan, dead.
Right. I'll hold you to that as well. Now, it may have escaped your attention, but it's hot out there. Almost summer-like, you might say. This
it
means
is, yes,
Magna's adverts
nice.
Can now stop showing people in scarves, and T3.com can finally trot out all the summer gadgets it's been hoarding with a weekend spend guide. So what have we got?
We've got... the notebook barbecue. I like this, because the notebook barbecue folds up.
It's quite
absolutely nothing like a notebook. Yeah. It folds up like one of those things you hang clothes on.
Now, I don't know when this started, this genre for crazy barbecue designs, but we've got the notebook barbecue. Then there's that tiny barbecue that comes in. It just looks like it's a little silver tube. And out of that pops some even thinner silver tubes. And you kind of slot it all together until you end up with basically a grill that will stand on its own over a fire pit.
Okay, I've not seen that one.
That's pretty cool.
That's one for the kind of outdoors type people who like to be able to basically pull a house from their cargo pocket. And
which this all sounds a brilliant idea, because you can slip it in a pocket or whatever, and then you've got your barbecue. What happens after you've had the barbecue? Because
they say,
hot.
You just simply fold it away and carry it off.
With
I don't think you do, unless you've got asbestos hands. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. Some people are more devil may care than I am.
I guess that's why they went with the notebook barbecue instead, which is quite cool. It does fold up into something that looks pretty much like a laptop, I guess.
But it doesn't fold up like a laptop, because it folds out into a sort of X shape. So it is actually more like something you hang a laundry on. But then I guess laundry hanger barbecue doesn't have quite the same sexy ring to it as laptop barbecue.
Okay.
I only really like the ones that come in foil boxes with charcoal because you can just leave them in the park.
Oh, they're rubbish. Well, the Notebook Barbecue, £20 at appropriately Firebox. The Oakley Thump. I've never got the idea of these.
They're rubbish.
Why would you?
They keep
them?
On bringing them out, and everybody says, "Oh, well, that's rubbish."
Yeah,
and they go away.
£50 Oakley Thump.
I know. First of all Oakley sunglasses look horrible. Secondly, nobody wants an MP3 player in their sunglasses. Thirdly, that's not even a good example of an MP3 player in somebody's sunglasses.
And they're £250.
I know, just let it go.
Yeah.
Right. I don't understand why we keep promoting them, frankly. Somebody kind of, somewhere is getting a lot of free Oakley sunglasses.
Yeah.
That's a lot, and it ain't me.
I think I was given a pair.
Well,
a while back. I don't know.
I'm surprised you can even give them away.
I know. Anyway, okay. So now. This one,
I'm just trying to alienate everybody this week.
This one I do like. The instant pool. Okay.
The instant pool, what's that?
Yeah, well...
Spit
pools.
In the ground.
Okay, either you've got to blow up a massive paddling pool, which takes forever,
and then
it's quite disappointing once you finally get in there. And it's freezing because you filled it up with a hose, then you get a kettle and you pour it in.
You filled it up with hose? Is that in the hip-hop sense?
I fill it up with my hose, and then I fill it up with me hose.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you
get one of those ones that stop. Or you get one of those that, you know, you have to construct. You just blow up the top section of it and then fill it with water, and it just kind of constructs itself as the water goes.
Oh, yes, yes. I've seen those. These are quite clever.
It works brilliantly.
It would be horrible in LA during the earthquake yesterday.
Did you see that? Did you see Judge Judy?
Did I see Judge Judy? No, sadly not.
They had footage. Judge Judy was filming when the earthquake took place. And it's quite amusing because all the people in the audience sort of ran for cover, ran out the doors. And the guy, the defendants, just sort of stood there and looked a bit shifty.
Yeah.
Wondering what to do. Like,
hang on a minute, is this a real court? Will I be shot if I attempt to leave at this point? What did Judge Judy do?
She just kind of looked around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of told
the
earthquake, I guess she
didn't want to look too, you know... perturbed.
That would be funny if just the mask slips completely. It's just ran around like.
Anyway, we digress.
Those swimming pools are brilliant.
40 quid, they're great. Although what gets me about swimming pools is they always picture them with small children in them.
Well,
so
if you picture
think,
them
my
with
God,
adults,
look, you could do laps in that.
Yeah, yeah. If it was a normal sized person such as ourselves,
yeah.
You might, the advert might not look so good. I don't know.
No. And also, there's some floating waterproof iPod speakers.
They're good. They float and they're waterproof.
All the deets on those on t3.com. Well, that's just about it. Just enough time to squeeze in your quickfire reactions to this week's last words, starting with the Sony XEL1.
Small but perfectly formed.
Absolutely perfectly formed, and it should be for the price. That's the OLED TV that's 3mm thick, in case you're wondering. The BlackBerry Thunder, coming to the UK next year. BlackBerry Thunder.
I've not seen it.
It's
their version of the
Nokia
iPod,
the iPhone. And the iPhone.
Yeah, again, BlackBerry sexy.
Lots of people getting excited about that.
Lots of people do like BlackBerry.
Jolly good. We mentioned them earlier. Dell Studio Hybrid.
You like it.
Yeah, they're good. Check
yeah, no,
out.
They're pretty good. I mean, I've got a lot of time for Dell, so...
Okay.
Anyone who knocks them, I'm like...
We'll come round.
Don't you be knocking them.
And Back to the Future 2 hoverboard, the actual one up for sale.
Yeah, does it actually hover?
No.
No, in that case, not interested.
Oh, well. Well, that's an excellent 83% there. Stewie says he'll make sure your death will be quick and painless.
Mm.
That's it. We're off for a drink of chamomile. September's T3 is out now. See t3.com for all the latest and subscribe to us on iTunes. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.